Good morning, Rabboisai. Lili Nishmasim Mimoros, Sirus Bas Mordechai. Today's share is sponsored by Eitan. By Eitan and Michelle Burstein. Schus, our children should have a geschmack from learning Torah. You hear this? People want their kids to have a geschmack in learning Torah. By Avi Berg, in honor of my brother Mordechai Berg's birthday. And Yeshua's relentless pursuit to get him to join the Daf. By Mo Landy, Lili Nishmas, Moshe, Olav HaShalom, David Yosef, Nero Yoyer, whose first yard site is today, Saim Gedalia. First email is from Mo Landy. Never in my life would I imagine that immediately after Yontif, I would sit down with the Daf instead of checking work emails. Hashem should bench you for all the effort you put into the shir. It's unbelievable, Kiddush Hashem. On Yontif itself, Motzei Yontif, so many people came out to learn. Some people stayed there for both shiurim, including myself. Yeah. It was... Yeah? How many people are on Zoom? Over 80 people on Zoom on Motzei Yontif. Wow, and that's without the Americans. Gevaldike stuff. Some of them might have been from America, you're saying. Okay. Chas v'shalom. Today's shir is one of those where nobody's envy of the Magid shir. It's not like Erev Pesach, but to prepare shiurim on Rosh Hashanah. And last night's shir was over. I got home approximately midnight, and only then did I didn't even see the sugya, start preparing for today's shir. So, a lot of fun. Says Mo Landy, Hashem should bench all of you for your effort you put into the shir. Also, for the first time, I understood why we say musfei, plural, by Rosh Hashanah, even during the weekday. You mentioned shir, that they brought the musaf Rosh Chodesh as well. He's thinking about it during davening. You see? Changes a person's davening. Thank you and a good yar, the whole MDY family, Mo Landy. I love this one. By Sammy Hecht. Anybody ever want to be a tzel guy when they were a kid? So you can live through these guys. I want to thank you once again for the most amazing shir ever. We, Baruch Hashem, had an amazing, beautiful turnout at the Flappish Theme with F94 Akiva and F202 Rand, weird guy laughing out loud. Okay, he, together with myself, we have until Yom Kippur to ask Mechila from all these people. And the one and only F200 Zlatnik. We had the honor of each and one of us to recruit many others. I would like to specify one of our recruits, B202. What's B again? Bar Park, yeah. Probably. He's a huge Baal Chesed. I want to share with you, he works in a huge law firm, hundreds of lawyers, and added onto his Jewish chat that his cousin, myself, F245, Shmuley Hecht, from Flatbush, is recruiting guys, so it's amazing to share out there, with Rebelli. And one of the lawyers signed up and told him that he's looking to get closer to Judaism, never learned Gemara, and since he started with us, on his Sefer, he never missed a daf. He waits all day to be able to do it on YouTube. He says it makes him feel like a different person, an accomplished person. He finally found happiness in learning. May Hashem bless you with the strength to be able to continue your most amazing mission. And may you have exiv chasim toivin, agut yivin shiur. We love you all, the Flatbush Daf Committee. Gevaldig, shkoyach Reb Sammy. David Ansbacher. Machalach, machalach, machalach. Exiv chasim toivin. That's his whole email. Halavai, everybody should say the same thing. I obviously hurt his feelings in more than one way, maybe three times. Machalach, machalach. All right, Yishkoyach. And finally, the picture of the day is of Henach Schwinger and Yossi Hala Dahari. I believe Yossi is Rebbe Avram Weisfish's son-in-law. Erashana on Leicester Road. Leicester. Oh, how do you pronounce it? Lester. That's how you pronounce it? Lester. Instead of L-E-S-T-E-R, L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. Road. Okay, schmack. It's a good thing I don't live in the Mamashvi. I'm not going to visit these guys. Everything's going to be mispronounced. They're going to be all over it. M-D-Y everywhere, he says. Okay.
The D is silent.
The D? Oh, and M-D-Y. My, okay. Anyways, we should ask Yossi. According, last night we were discussing it's a Koi or Kvi. Teimanim, we could ask him. Say Koi, Ashkenazim, it says somewhere in Google, say Kvi. So that's why the art scroll went with Koi, because it's more accurate. Beseder Gomer. Rabboisai, here we go. Daf Ches Omid Beis. Today's Daf Tes, the last line on the Omid. Omer Abba. Shachat Tzipor Me'erev Yontif. So, you shech the bird or a chaya, you have to do Kisi Adam. You didn't do Kisi Adam. Ein Mechasin Oisebi Yontif. You're not allowed to do so on Yontif because you should have done so Erev Yontif. Now, what about Simchas Yontif? I need to eat. It's not a problem, says Rashi. Because he could eat halachically without doing Kisi Adam. Other Rishonim say he could actually do the Kisi Adam on Matzi Yontif. He's supposed to do it right away. But in this case, since he had the opportunity to do it before and he didn't do it, so it's his problem. Gilgalisa Me'erev Yontif. Now, here's a correction to a mistake I made the other day. Thanks for correcting me. Not here. You guys all fell for it. But a bunch of emails, including Shlomi Klein. Could you make dough on Yontif? I think I said you can't. I don't know. I said up until Lisha. It's Lisha. What? No, I think it means... Tosis probably means up until Lisha, not Lisha. I read it wrong. L'chaira. No? Okay, you're saying Tosis. Good. It wasn't a mistake. Great. I was right. No, of course I was wrong. Gilgalisim Erev Yontif. Mafresh Mimena Chalosa Be Yontif. So let's see Rashi inside over here. Top Rashi. We're not going to do too many Rashis, but we like to do the top and the bottom and pretend we did them all. V'avgad et nal l'kamon. You're not allowed to take truma meiser yontif. Now challah is like a truma. When I make truma, is dog in that. So yochal avishim meiser yontif. Afilo achim mafresh. You're allowed. You're permitted to take challah on yontif. Why? Shalei gozrael trumas isa. They didn't say that you're not allowed to take challah on yontif. Shari mutal gagal biyontif. You're allowed to knead the dough on yontif lefaisa and to bake it. Kidei lechal pas chama. You want to have nice fresh bread. So since you're allowed to have nice fresh bread, so you're allowed to take challah on Yontif. Not only that, since you're allowed to take challah on Yontif, so even if you made the dough Erev Yontif, and you should have done the challah on Erev Yontif, we already weren't Kaiser. That's it. The halach is in. You're allowed to take challah on Yontif, so take challah on Yontif. It doesn't matter when you made the dough. Avu the Shmuel Amar, Afilu Gilgal, he comes and he argues, Afilu Gilgal Isa Erev Yontif, Ein mafresh mimeno chalos biyontif. You cannot take challah on yontif. Why? Again, why can't you take truma? The main reason is for any from fruits because you're fixing the fruits misakim manim. So too, you're not allowed to fix the dough without taking challah. You can't eat the dough. So mele, you can't take challah on yontif. Lema pligi de Shmuel. Lema pligi de Shmuel adavua. Maybe Shmuel is arguing his own father. The Omer Shmuel chalas chutz la'aretz oichel v'hoylech v'achakach mafresh. Shmuel says that in chutz la'aretz, where the chala is only a chiyuv d'rabbana, so you could eat your bread. You eat. According to Rashi, you just leave over all the way at the end the shear that you need to be mafresh chala. So you eat the whole thing until you're left with the chala. So what do you see? You see that the challah that you're taking in chutz la'aretz is not a tikkun. It's not fixing it. You're allowed to eat it without fixing it. It has nothing to do with fixing, because if you had to fix your food before you ate it, you'd have to take the challah before you start eating. From the fact that I could eat all the way till the end, that means that the challah is not fixing anything. So that's l'chaira, a stira, not a stira, but he's arguing on his own father. Omar Rava, milei moide Shmuel, shimkara aleha shem, Shasura Luzorim. At the end of the day, says Rava, no. You have to admit that if he does take challah, it becomes asur. So some want to say that there's another nekuda here in Truma, that it does something else besides fixing the bread. But at the end of the day, you see that if you take challah, that piece becomes asur to somebody else, becomes asur to Yisrael. So Mela, it's real challah, it's real truma, and they don't argue. Okay. Rabbi, I don't know if we have time. Yeah, we have a little time here. I've been schlepping around. Let's see if I still have it here. Schlepping around this picture with me from Daf Beis. And it's a story, as we're finishing up here, I don't know if we're finishing, but we learned about eggs. And I can't go a whole mesechta not talking about the eggs in my own family. It's a famous story, but for the new guys, I got to say over the story. And basically, my grandfather comes from Switzerland. My grandfather is one of 10 brothers, and that's why all Stefanskis are related. My grandfather's name was Rafal Stefanski. He was a soifer. And before he moved to Bnei Brak, he lived in Yerushalayim. And they lived on the border with Syria.
Jordan,
you're right, Jordan, Shkoyach. Where did he live? I forgot the name of the street he lived on. A very famous street. Lester. Lester Street. Who said that? Not Shmuel Hanavi, like on the border. Kitzer, my grandmother once showed me the house that they lived in. So his father in Switzerland was Nifter, Rabbi Yaakov Stefanski, and he left him in Yerusha. So he went to the Chazon Ish and he asked the Chazon Ish what to do with the Yerusha. So the Chazon Ish told him, listen, the place I live in right here, Bnei Brak, it's a developing city. Buy a piece of land there. It might be worth something later. So my grandfather said, okay, fine, great idea. And he had a chavrusa that used to learn fartags 4 a.m. And he told his chavrusa what the Chazon Ish said. So the chavrusa told him, listen, the Chazon Ish is a big tzaddik. He knows how to learn, wrote Sfarim and all of Shas. But a big businessman, he's not. Don't listen to that old man from Bnei Brak. What you should do is, you should buy this machine right over here. If you bought this machine, you could take eggs, put it in the machine. I'm not making this up. It's a Maisa Shaya. Take the eggs, put it in here. And can you imagine after a few days, you have chicks. And those chicks will lay eggs. And you have more eggs. You'll be a multimillionaire from eggs. Fine. Great Eitza. So he didn't listen to Chazon Ish and he bought the machine. Bought this machine, very sophisticated in those days. Think about it. A sophisticated machine. My grandmother told me the story. She once went and she put an egg in and she touched something by mistake. She got electrocuted. She almost died. So that was the beginning of all the tsars. Then the war started and one of the missiles from Jordan hit the machine. And poof, it disintegrated. One of the missiles hit my father's bedroom because he lived literally on the border. So that was then the story. We could have owned a big land in Bnei Brak and I could have been a big real estate guy in Bnei Brak, but instead we have scrambled eggs. That was the whole Yerusha. Just felt I had to tell you. Next time the Chazon Ish tells you something, you listen to the Chazon Ish. Okay. This Mishnah, the official Mishnah, is sponsored by official L'Refur Shlema of Braina Bas Yenta Dvaira. B'Shama Yoyrim Found a great picture here. Hope it's legal. Here's a shoivach. And they actually have these here in Beit Shemesh, next to Beit Shemesh, like older ones, hundreds to thousands of years old. They had like little, here's another one if you want to see, like basically has a little room, a chaloin. This is called a window. Each one for a pair of pigeons to make a nest and do whatever they need to do. I guess if you were very wealthy, you had this. This is thousands of them. Here we try to get rid of them, anything you can. You put spikes and they sit on the spikes. In Beit Shemesh, they sit, I've seen them sitting in the spikes. They like spikes. It's like, what?
Back
trash. They might, I saw a guy put spikes. Instead of sitting next to spikes, he sat in the spikes. He wanted to show the guy, like, what are you, sugar? Don't even try. They're immune to spikes. Your bison is immune to spikes. They're immune also. I bought that pigeon glue. You put it down and they hate it because they get stuck to it. And there was a nest. I put it down. They went in the glue. They had to go in the glue. So glue is not an eitza, but it did. The glue did trap the lizards that I didn't want to trap. So I have 6 dead lizards on my porch looking at me like this in one spot. The pigeons didn't care. Kitzer, I don't know what the eitz is. Maybe this is the eitz. So we got to put one of these in Beit Shemesh and catch all the pigeons. And then once they're all in there, maybe close the door. I don't know. The kids, it's a problem. But in those days, it was Yikar Metzias. Don't ask me. Listen, we brought carbonates. We needed to breed them. So now you're in there and you need a ladder. You need to get all the way on the top. So here, the picture actually has a ladder. Mishami say, you cannot take the ladder. Now you're talking about Oichal Nefesh. I need to take a pigeon and shecht it. Make a meal on Yantar, what I'm going to eat. I want a fresh meat. I have my fresh bread. I just made challah, hot out of the oven, says Rashi. I want my fresh pigeon. Hey, my lichem says Sulam, it's aser. The Gemara is going to explain why. Meshoevach l'shoevach. So shoevach means like from here to over here. I have two of these. I can't go from here to here. Aval mateu mechaloyin lechaloyin. But to go from window to window, I could move the ladder a little bit. Look, it's on its feet on the bottom, just pushing it a little bit to side, like over here. You have this ladder right over there. I don't know if you can see it. So I move it. Somebody should bring this ladder here. It's Geschmack Stamp. Why not? Oh, I could actually do a hands-on demonstration with that. Yeah, bring it all. No, just, oh, over here. Yeah, you can bring right next to me. Shkoyach. Beautiful. No, over here. What? No, this way. Closer to me. Beautiful. Yeah. Shkoyach. It doesn't matter. It's okay. It's fine. It's not going anywhere. So this is a nice shoyvach ladder. And I can move it like he just did maybe. Not really, but I'll move it this way. Yeah, I don't want to start moving. Okay, but I could go this way and that way. Yeah, I'll see. Yeah, I'll climb a different time. Remember that interesting monkey cheer? It was a great cheer until the time he climbed to the top of the ladder. Basil say it's okay. Why? Even though you could have taken the pigeons out Erev Yontif, you're allowed to move the ladder. I believe La Halacha, I have to look it up. I believe La Halacha ladder is completely mukta, and it's also. Omer Rav Chana Barami, Machlokes Bishus HaRabim. The Bishami Savri, Haraya Oimer Lotiach, Gago Yehu Tzorech. Comes Rav Chana. We're discussing Rav Chana until the bottom of the Amud. Rav Chana comes along and says, we have a Machlokes, there's two Lashonas here. Okay, so this is Lashon number one. Lashon number one is Machlokes Bishus HaRabim. Lashon number two, the machloekes in Rosh Hashanah. Lashon number one. Unfortunately, because I didn't have the time, no charts. So we'll have to figure it out. Bal peh. Machloekes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Bisham Yisavri, Haroya Oimer Latiach Gago Yehud Tzarech. Somebody who sees this says, the reason why he's schlepping a ladder is because he wants to fix his roof. And what's wrong with fixing a roof? It's Baina. Or, the Chasam Sofer says, Mimareach, because he has to put down whatever he has to, the shmir, whatever he's doing over there. So it's also to do that. And people are going to say that he's doing something also on Yantav. If you look at this ladder, I don't know if it's the type of ladder, but look at all this junk, because that's the problem with the pigeons. They leave stuff wherever they go. So maybe you could see, look, this is a shoyvach ladder. It's not a very clean ladder. And obviously, the guy's using it for his pigeons. What's the size? The type of ladder that you use to climb to the roof is a different type of ladder. Divri Hakol Mutter. There's a picture actually, but I needed a license for it. It was a beautiful round thing. This is also kind of round. But you're talking about thousands of these holes, and there was one ladder on an angle, and there was a pole in the center, and it was connected to the pole in the center, and all you do is you move the ladder, just goes all the way around. So you don't have to do anything. The bottom is on the where it is. Maybe that's what it's talking about over here, that you go from chalain to chalain without even moving the bottom of the ladder. Al-Rishus HaYachid Divri HaKol Mutter. By the way, Yosef was up. I saw that he sent something at 4 o'clock, and then I saw he sent something at 5 o'clock. He's probably schluffing now, big time. So this year, Tess is probably going to come out like tomorrow night or something. He's going through the day. If you're in a private place, nobody's going to ask any questions. Nobody sees anything. So there's no machlokes even Bishamay. Even Bishamay say that you could move the ladder. Ask the Gemara, how can you make a distinction between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim where people see and they don't see? Any? V'omar Rav Yehuda, omar Rav. Kol makoim sha'asru. So Rashi points out a very interesting. I guess we could look at Rashi. V'amarav Yudam Rav. They were asking a question on Rav Chanon from Rav. Why is that a question? They both have Meraim. Says Rashi, v'kashio the Rav the Rav Chanon, v'avagav the Rav Amoiruhu. But Rav is Amoiru, but he's really the last Tana. But okay, machimine, you could ask a question from him. For a different reason. He was the Galadar. In terms of, we could decide, we know, there is the greatest, and he was the greatest of his generation. Besides Shmuel, they used to argue with him. Even that, the Gemara says, Shmuel wasn't as great as him. It was just because he gave him covet. They had a story between them. But nevertheless, Rashi says, Shmuel, Rav, okay. But Rav Chanan, he should bow to Rav. If Rav says something, he shouldn't argue with him. Even though they're both on Meroim, very interesting. So, we're asking a question from Rav. Kol makoim, sha'asru chachamim mipnei maris ha'ayin, afilu bechadri chadorim asur. Ramosha says, by the way, there's something called a chashad, that people are going to be choshed you. And that's a different thing. That's an inyan of v'yisim nekiyim. You cannot go around saying, I don't care what other people say about me. I can do whatever I want. Nope. People should not look down at you. People shouldn't be thinking that you're doing something wrong. But Marisayin, he says, this is different. Marisayin is a problem that people might imitate you. If they see a chashva guy that goes to Dafyoimi, moving his ladder or whatever, they'll say, oh, I could fix my roof. Ayantif. They might confuse the two things. They might not know what you're doing, and they might act in a certain way, and that's marasayin. Not chashad, but you might cause other people to do yisur. Akoponim, it says here, Rav says, that there's a problem of marasayin, there's a problem of wherever it's also for you to do because of marasayin, it's also for you to do b'chadri chadarim. That's our big dilemma on Pesach. It's not a dilemma. My family struggles with it. We're theoretically allowed to do malacha, because it's not yanta for us in America on the second day. But because it's also for us to do it in front of other people, it's also for us to do it even in the bathroom. So why? It's in the bathroom. Nobody can see. That's the way it is. If you cannot do the malacha, barabim, you can't do it b'chadri chadarim, even in a room within a room. Says the Gemara, Tanoi. Rav Chana will go according to somebody else. He doesn't have a problem. He's not stuck learning like Rav, because there's a Tana that says like him. This Anya, Shaitchan, a person has wet clothing. He could lay it out in the sun, but make sure it's not in public. So you see the idea that you're allowed to do things. You shouldn't do it in front of other people, but if you could do it in private, do it in private. Really has a Shimon Oisrim. Fine. And Reb Eliezer and Shimon like Rav, or Rav is like them, that if you cannot do it in public, you can't do it. B'yichidus. Iged Amri. Or Rav Chana Barami, Machlegis B'shus HaYochid. Says Rav Chana another Lashon. No, the Machlegis is not in Rishus Rav. The Machlegis is in Rishus HaYochid. The B'shama Yisluhu, the Rav Yudom Rav. U'beisilil, Leslu, the Rav Yudom Rav. So, Basil doesn't care about if you can't do it in public. They're consistent. You can do it, either you can't do it at all, or they don't hold that if you cannot do it in public, you cannot do it be yichidus. Basil, let's look at the Rabbi Domarab. Avshus harabim, divri hakol osur. No. So we're taking, this Lashon says no. In Rishus harabim, everybody agrees that it's osur. Rishus hayachid, we have a machlaikis. Nobody sees me. Basil says, if nobody sees, who cares? And Bishami say, no. If you can't do it, Bishus Rabim, you cannot do it, Bishus HaYachid. What, if you're in America? You're talking about in America? That you're... Rabbi Lewis says, Zechron Levracha, the editor of all of Art School Shas, said, That it has to do, not doing malacha in chutz la'aretz, has to do with you embarrassing yantif. I hear. Makes it sound better, but I don't know if that, I don't know what the context is. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara, but it comes out like this. That can't be. That statement is not a good statement. Why? Because we know that Allah is like Bisil. We pass like Bisil always. Bisil, Bishami, Allah Bisil. So to line Rav up with Bishami is problematic. And you're saying that Rav says you have to be careful, whatever you do, whatever you cannot do in Rishus Rabim, you cannot do in Rishus HaYachid. And the whole machlokes is in Rishus HaYachid. And Bishami says, since you can't do it in Rishus Rabim, you can't do it in Rishus HaYachid. And that's exactly what Rav says. So it's a problem. But he still says it's not a problem. You cannot do it in Rishus Rabim, but you could do it in Rishus HaYachid. Not like what Rav says. So Rav would argue with Basil, and he lines this out with Bishami. The real problem, explains Rashi, is not Rav. The real problem is Rav Chanan. Because Rav Chanan said that that's the way the machlokes is. Beis Hillel, Rav himself, you ask Rav, he'll say no. Beis Hillel argue, and they say that you could do it in Rosh Hashayachid. Let me Rav the Rosh Hashayachid. Says Gemara, Tanoi, Desanyo, Shoytchim Bechamo, Avloi Kenegid Ha'am. So it comes out like this. Rav Chanan is going to hold like the Tana Kama, who argues in Rav, that what? That it's mutter to do Bitsina. But Rav is going to hold like Rav Leaz and Rav Shimon, that what? That Beishami and Basil are consistent. Basil say it's mutter to move the ladder in Rosh HaYachid and even in Rosh HaRabim. And Bishami are going to say it's usher to move the ladder in both places. Now we're turning to Daf Tes Omid Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For those that need Shidduchim, Rishus, and Refuas, please join Tehillim.amindav.com and by Shlomo Lalazarian from Los Angeles. A lot of, I noticed there, L-A-L-A-Z-A-R-I-A-N. And he's from L-A. Three L-A's there. Shlomo Lalazarian from L.A. in honor of my wife, who's Moisa Nefesh, for me to prepare Shir. Shkoyach. Mas Nisin, the Loikai Tana. Now we're going to another thing. Our Mishnah doesn't line up with another Tana. The Sanya, Omer Bishim bin Elazar, Moide Bisham and Bisilel, Shemoy Lichin is Asulo Meshoivach Leshoivach. Bishamai admit that you could take a ladder from one chicken, what is it called? Coop? Not chicken coop, pigeon...
Coat.
Thank you. A pigeon coat. Not C-O, not A. C-O-T-E, right. C-O-T-E. Huh?
Dove coat.
So, Moedim Yisham V'Yisrael Shemudim Zasul M'Shoyel L'Shoyel, you take a ladder from a dove coat to another dove coat. Oh, we're talking about Yontif, Simchas Yontif, you're allowed to move this ladder. The whole machlokes is, once you're done, like Atzala guy, could you put it back? You'd be over the Isser afterwards. Shem Shammai Oimrim, Ey Magzirin. We still Oimrim, Af Magzirin. But this doesn't work with our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, Bishammai say, it's Osir to even start out. It's not, you're not allowed to take the pigeon at all. Forget about putting it back. And I'll take it in the first place. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, Stam. There's a kid. A kid, a troublemaker. Talking about ladders. Kid was a troublemaker. So he decided to break his neighbor's ladder. Neighbor had a ladder, went up to the roof. So he went up the ladder and he took a hammer. And every time he went up a step, he turned behind him and whacked the step. He got to the top, he looks down, and he has nothing left. He can't get down. So he screamed for help, they took him down. His father says, listen, if you want to make trouble next time, you got to start from the top. You're on the top of the ladder, you break the top thing as you go down. He says, oh, great idea. Next time, he decided to get his neighbor. So his neighbor had a big pit. So he goes into the pit and he starts breaking from the top. And as he walks down, he goes down and gets to the bottom. He realizes, Snishta Gudeitza. And now he's stuck. Now nobody heard him. So what's the Nimshal? I have no idea. Okay, right. No, the nimshal is that we'll make a nimshal. The nimshal is that we have a Torah, we have halacha, we have gemara, we have musar, we have rabbanim. So if you don't know how things work, you can't just make it up yourself. You make it up yourself, you could get stuck on the bottom, you get stuck on the top. You have to learn. You have to start with Daf Yomi. You have to learn. You learn, you get the knowledge, then you know what you're doing. Otherwise, you find yourself stuck in a pit somewhere. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yehuda, b'medvar mamurim, b'sulam shel shoivach. Al b'sulam shel aliyah, divrei hakol asur. Very interesting. I was thinking about it as we're learning. We have an aliyah right here in the Beis Medrash. That's an aliyah. It's a second floor aliyah, and we have a sulam. We have a rickety, rackety sulam. And Gary's been bugging me to get a real thing, and it was, the guy wanted a crazy amount of money, but we were finally mivater. I think we're going to get one soon. What sugar, like $12,000 for this thing that just goes upstairs. It's only Gary that goes up there. Who cares? Let me use the, fine. He's not listening now. He doesn't hear what I'm saying. Hi, Gary. Anyway, it's a good thing he can't even turn the camera on himself, but it's a beautiful, I get to see Gary the entire year. It's right up there. It's a beautiful thing with all the screens and everything. That's Mamish and Aliyah. But this Aliyah requires a serious ladder. This is too flimsy for Gary, he said. Because yeah, sometimes he's carrying stuff up and down. You need a serious staircase. So, Besulam Shal Aliyah Dira Kol Asr. That, and that's La Halacha. That's a serious thing. By the way, Tosfos says, what about a small ladder? So a ladder is Mukta. What about a small little step ladder? That's okay, he says. Slum Shal Aliyah, that looks like you're going to fix something, that's awesome. Reb Doisei Oimer, Mateyu Mechaloin Lechaloin. You're allowed to tilt it. So, it's not going to work. Okay. You're allowed to go like this. But basically, the bottom is stationary, and you're just tilting it. You go like this, you go like that, sideways, whatever you're doing, that's okay. Achayim Oimer Mishum Reb Doisei Af Midadim Boy. Medadim is, let's say these are the two legs. So you go like this. You walk it. So at every given time, one leg is down. That's how I understood it. I might be wrong. And you just walk it like this. But you're not lifting it up completely. It's always, the weight is on the ground, and that's okay. So it's a little bit more than tilting, but it's less than carrying. B'nei Reb Chiyo, nothing to curious on. Maisa time. Like an Erevin. The story, the sons of Reb Chiya, they went out. Kiyasu, Amrlo, Avuoin, Reb Chiya asks them, Klumaisa Baliyatchem, did anybody ask you any questions? And Allah, Amrlo, unbelievable. Sulam Baliyadenu, Vitarnuhu. They knew that Reb Chiya understood the whole, they just said four words. Yes, the ladder came to us, Mutter. Omar lehem tzu b'isru mashitartim. Run back. Tell those people that what you said is mutter is awesome. Says Gemara Yenu Savor midikamar Rav Yehuda b'sulam shel aliyah lepligi. They understood Rabbi Yehuda over here. Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to the attic ladder, the one that takes you to the second floor, there's no machlokes. Miklal de tanakama Savor pligi. The way they understood the Tanakhama, who was Reb Shimon ben Elazar, right? Look at the top of the second line. And then it says, for whatever reason, they understood that there's an argument here. It's not an explanation, but it's an argument. So, there's a machlokes if you could put it back. But to take it, to grab it, everybody agrees that it's okay. So they told him it's okay. They asked the Shailah, could we take a ladder on Yontif to get to the top and grab a nice pigeon for Sudas Yontif? And they said yes, because they understood that the whole machlaikas was returning it. But to grab your pigeon, that's okay. Vilayhi, it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, the Tanakhama come a farish. It's b'medvar mamurim. I don't know if they had the b'medvar mamurim. B'medvar mamurim means it's coming to explain. It's not a machlokes, it's an explanation. How do we know this? Midiktani Mailichan Zasulam Shavu Shaivach. You can move the ladder from one Dovko to another. If they're arguing with an attic ladder, the wording is a little off. Okay, it was just an explanation. So how does he explain it? It doesn't say a ladder of a shayvach. Mishayvach l'shayvach yatani. V'afilu l'kama shayvachim. So anyways, the machlokes wasn't whether you're allowed to take it in the first place. You're allowed to take it in the first place. The machlokes is if you're allowed to return it. Ikid amri. Amru loy. Hitui sulam shalaliya bali adena v'tarnu. The story is a little different. When they came back and Rabbi asked them what happened, so he told them, they told him, are you allowed to tilt the ladder? What kind of ladder? An attic ladder. And we said it's okay. So that part of the story is correct. He said, whatever he said is mutter, go back and tell him it's asr. What was their havamina? Inu savar maideka asar tanakama. Now it's interesting. Before we said tanakama means Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And now we're saying, we mean Reb Yehuda. May the cause of Tanakama Kashar Reb Daisa. This that Reb Yehuda said that the attic ladder is Aser, Reb Daisa allows you to tilt it. And that's why they said it's Mutter. You can tilt it. Velahi. May the Kashari Tanakama Kaaser Reb Daisa. Okay. But you're allowed to take this ladder and move it from window to window. This is a window again, in case you forgot what it looks like. Window to window. Not from dovko to dovko, but from window to window. It comes out that Bishamai are machmer. Bishamai say you cannot move the ladder. And Basil say you could. Why? We're talking about yontiv. I want you to benefit, enjoy yontiv. Avi, I mentioned you the other day. We're talking about wine, not you. You, I also mentioned in your email. No, I was just talking about Simchas Yontiv, and you sent me a picture of all the wine you bought. The amazing Castells. I got all thirsty, Castell and Yatir Forest. Alagid Zachen. All these Gemaras are talking about we're going into Simchas Yontiv, into Yontiv, into Sukkos. Simchas Yontiv. Special halach is about what you can do. You can do, Tosfos says yesterday, we learned, you got to do mukta. For Yantav, for Simchas Yantav. Alma Gabi Simchas Yantav Bisham Lechum Yisrael Kula. But still say, you're allowed to be over, move this ladder to get your dove so you can have Simchas Yantav. But how does it fit into the first mission of the Masechta? Beremini, Ashaych, Dchai, Vav, Biyam, Tav.
There's a big problem trying to enjoy Castell's second night.
What's the problem?
You couldn't open it up because of
Achana. Oh, you mean to let it air out for who knows how long?
Yeah.
How long do you let it air out?
More than 10 minutes.
You mean right when you came home from shul?
Right.
But maybe you let it be over. These Yisroel G'daylam. No, don't. I'm hacking. It's just between me and... Don't take anything I say, la halacha. No, Avi said that he had a problem. He likes to open up his wine like an hour before the meal so it could air out. He's a savvy wine drinker. A connoisseur. He goes like this and he has the whole thing. And he puts it, he swirls it on his tongue first 6 times on the top of the palate. It's the whole thing. And he says, this has this little bit of raspberry, a touch of cinnamon. The whole zah. So he needs an hour. And he says, the Simchas Yontav doesn't work so well. 2 to 4 hours. You know, maybe you should buy that thing that you pour it in. It goes, and I don't know, I never tried it. We have to get you one of those. For the second, so he says, but you're not allowed on Yontav. We had a big deal in Shul. Are you allowed to put food on your blech on the first day of Rosh Hashanah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah? The Rav in the shul said it's a little bit mutter. And everybody was saying it's asur. And he brought Sfarim. Nobody passed him this, but there's a whole thing. My wife passed him that's asur, so I go with my wife. I don't know any of these halachas. Fine. But Avi has a problem. How do you make it? You can't open a bottle of wine for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day, and then he came home from shul the second day, and the wine is shvach. Why don't you use it? No, but that's not a real achana. Then he won't be able to say, I'll tell you that, meitiv. But it's a good idea. Why don't you taste it? Genius. Mom is a genius. Wow. He's kicking himself now. Listen, we have goyim over here. Mamish people. Wow. Gevaldik, Avi. You didn't sleep that day. Neither did I. Nobody chav. Has to come to the doctor and say, why don't you drink it beforehand? Great. Listen, I'll tell you one thing. When it came to the food, one of the svaras was that Hoyle, I could have, a guest might show up and might have to feed himself, put some extra schnitzel on the blech right now. But over here, you see something, you can't use Hoyle. Why? Because Avi said that I don't want to open it up until I get to drink it. In other words, if a guest came, he would never give him to drink from his castel. So there's no Hoyle on castel. And in Mela, you can't do it from Erevian. Okay, fine, let's go. Ava Mateo Mechalein Chalein. But it says in our Mishnah, Shechet Chayeva Oif, Biyantav, if you shech some sort of creature that requires kisei adam, which is a bird or a deer. As we learned, you have to do it in a certain way. You get dirt, but the shovel is in beforehand. It's tichayach and it's clumpless. So over here, it's fakert. Bishamai say you could be over and do whatever you need to do to get this dirt, and Bishil say you can't. So who cares about some chesiyantiv in this case? Bishamai, not Bishil. So we have a problem. Now, anytime the Gemara says Mechleves Hashita, you have to be very careful because we also had Mechleves Hashita a few daf ago and it's tricky. So, in this sugi also, you have to flip the Shita. Flip which one? So, Rashi says over here, you have to say that the ladders are flipped and Beishamai are the ones that say you're allowed to move a ladder on Yontif. In other words, our whole mission is flipped. Okay? Taisa argues. Mimai. Who told you have to flip a shita? It's because, you know why you're allowed to use the dirt? As we explained, the shovel's in the ground already. There's no charisha, the shovel's in the ground. There's no muktzah, it's in the ground. There's no ktisha because it's soft. And there's no baina because you're mekalkal. But in our case, it's not the same thing. You don't have anything prepared. You want to move something that's mukta. Vinami. And also, the ladder, as we said, you could see from the ladder. Look at this. This is a shoivach ladder. Nobody uses this thing to climb to the roof. To climb the roof, you use metal, whatever it is, and it's clean. Whatever. In those days, people knew that it's from a dove coat. A dove coat. Ella. Ikashi Okashi. It's very interesting. There is a mukhlaf shita here going on. In other words, the Gemara knew, Rabbi Yochanan knew, we have to flip something. He didn't know what exactly. It can't be that because we have a good kasha. So let him flip something else. And this brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You have all these birds. You cannot use them unless you lifted it up, says Bisham. You have to lift them up and say, okay, I'm gonna be using you. I'm gonna be shechting you soon. Get ready. Just with your mouth. You don't have to do a mice with your hands. You just say. Over here you see that Bisham are more machmer. They say you have to literally lift it up with your hands. And Bisham say you don't have to get up on a ladder. Just point and say, I'm gonna get you. And that's enough. So the makel when it comes to simcha, v'remini, but that's a contradiction to the first mission of Masechta, Shechet Chayav Bayantav, and over there, Beishamei, the ones that are makel, and they say, you could sprinkle the dirt. That which one is mukhlef? The Amira. That according to Beishamei, it's enough to say it. You don't have to lift it. They're makel. They say, well, that's what you have to flip. Ask the Gemara of Dilma Lohi, who told you, at Kamli Kamer, Bishama Elechadi can decker notes. Avalechadi, like a decker notes, Lohi. Who says you have to flip it? In our, in the first Mishnah of Maseches Beitza, it's because there's no Isser going on. Zero. The shovel's already in the ground, everything this, it's fine. But by a bird, maybe you have to lift it up. We're talking about Mukta. What does Mukta mean? He put it aside in his mind, doesn't want to use it. But if he specifically says, I will use you, I'm going to shecht you, then it takes away the Mukta. Fine. Atkai Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. Gmar Chasim Toiva, good, Gibentshiar, meaningful and easy, fast.